And away we go. The long national nightmare is over. Baseball is back. Korea series be damned. We are back here trying once again to do this as often as I can. For the tens of you who may listen. for real, though. Pleasure to be back for what feels like an 11th, maybe 12th season of trying to do Major League Baseball Daily Fantasy Podcasts. Back in the day of Dave Loughran, a.k.a. Loughy underscore D, L-O-U-G-H-Y underscore D on Twitter, when we first set out over at Fantasy Insiders, have made many stops along the way between Insiders and Awesomeo and FanVice and FNTSY and SportsGrid and the like. So now here, the dish as brought to you by myself, but powered by none other than Moonshots DFS, MoonshotsMLB.com. Mike has been very kind and has said, happy to have me whenever I can do it. So here I am producing some content. This is not directly tied to Moonshots. They have plenty of content over at MoonshotsMLB.com in the form of shows and articles and Discord, even flashing up here on screen the subscription model. So you can see along the bottom, you have Fantasy, which would be your weekly projections, schedule, hitter trends, data. And then, of course, you have the DFS embedding and you have the all-inclusive. So if I'm going to be honest, if you play any sort of fantasy baseball, the all-inclusive makes your most sense. $229, your early bird pricing right now, $259 when the early bird pricing goes away. But beyond that, Mike also does a great job of making as much of the content as he can available for free. So you can check out the lineups, the matchup dashboard, and the Discord, not the exclusive channels, but the Discord nonetheless. For information, Mike is a giving soul, so appreciate him giving me the opportunity to continue to use MoonshotsMLB.com, as well as give me an opportunity to podcast when I can. I will say, your boy, this guy right here, has for 24 years produced video content and managed to record about 25 minutes of a podcast tonight, only to have his computer say he was out of memory and that I had the wrong microphone as my input. So we're going to make this slightly more abbreviated than I did before, but I'm going to try to cover off as much as I can. I will say these things. The data that is currently presented on my screen that I'm sort of scrolling through here quickly, the projections, the matchups dashboard, all the other projection data, the stats and tools, that'll be updated throughout the day on opening day. So March 28th, Thursday, March 28th, games start at 3:05, I want to say. Actually, seeing on my screen here, Angels at Orioles. But the data will come in on lineups, on weather, on umpires that will all be fed in, and new projections will run. So as I look through this slate, which I've done once already in recording it, there are going to be some things I disagree with from what Mike has projected. Well, I should say what the site has projected. That may change throughout the day on Thursday. I think there's also some laggards here, some data that will need to right size and normalized throughout the year, looking at you, Cole Reagans. But I will also say that you will want to subscribe just to have that data available to you. So lineup page is pretty self-explanatory. You'll get your confirmed lineups as they come through here. Your matchup dashboard gives you the totality of the day. You can also drill down into slates. Right now, it's all games because we don't have that update on lineups as of yet. Projections are just as they seem. They are projections on the contest at hand. You can see here, select a slate from the contest dropdown to optimize a lineup. Not there available yet, but optimization is available to you or download. And then you have your stacks tool, your daily launch menu, which is the home run projections, whiffers row, which is your strikeout projections, theft report, doubles, and so on. So all of this data is available to you if you are a member of Moonshots MLB. talking about opening day 2024. DraftKings, FanDuel, two different slates, not shocking there. FanDuel, including the 305 and the 1010. Note to you, the 1010 game, Atlanta at Philadelphia, has been postponed, as has the Brewers-Mets game. So those two games are not on the Thursday slate at all. We are looking at, it's funny, I have the monster up here, and that is not a contest I would enter ever, but good to have that up on screen. And then the DraftKings slate is just the 410 games. So DraftKings just has those 410 games on your slate in front of you. Those are eight games. FanDuel had 10 originally, now down to 9. With that said, let's take a fire through our matchups here. And I'm just going to highlight the games that are of interest to me, the stacks that are of interest to me. We're going to take a quick stroll through the tools that are already populated and what's to come. Angels at Orioles. I think the Orioles are going to be a very popular stack here. They are minus 192 on the money line. We have an over-under of 7.5. Park factors, fine, don't really care. We know the changes that happened to Camden Yards. 49 degrees, 89% chance of precipitation. I will caveat this with, I don't know what Baltimore's going to do around the Francis Scott Key Bridge demolition. The accident that happened, seems like 6, maybe 8 lives lost. I assume there will be a moment of silence. This is going to be a weird day in Baltimore. It's going to be rainy, it's going to be cold, and you're going to have what's going on in the harbor hanging over this. I'm not a big narrative guy in that way, but just sort of noting it as this is going to be a really strange opening day for Baltimore. You have Corbin Burns on the mound for Baltimore, Patrick Sandoval on the mound for the Angels. Have to like Burns against an Angels lineup that projects a 24% K percentage against right-handers. This is mixing 2023 and 2024. Obviously, no 2024 data as of yet. On the other side, Mountcastle. Who else from this lineup for the Orioles? You're talking Mountcastle. You're talking Santander. You're talking Rauchman. You're probably throwing in Austin Hayes into the mix there as well as potential stackable items. And that's mainly looking at FanDuel. That's only looking at FanDuel, I should say, unless you're talking Showdown over there on DraftKings. Moving on, Nationals at Reds. This is going to be a highly stacked game, I would assume, with an over-under of 9. Josiah Gray, not a great pitcher, has shown out fairly well in spring training. Obviously, to get to a place where he's your opening day starter, he is a former high draft pick who has struggled in his time in Major League Baseball. Last year, had a decent season, 8-13, as you see on your screen. K's at 143. ERA 3.91, all of those are fine. In the spring, pitched fairly well, but again, this projects to be a place where the Cincinnati Reds have an opportunity to put up a very crooked number. Let's see what Stack Tool says. Yeah, Reds are your second highest stack here, 1.81 expected home runs. We're talking Ellie De La Cruz, we're talking Fraley, Spencer Steer, Candelario. I will sort of put a pin in, if Nick Martini is your number 9 hitter in this game, that's a bat I may try to figure out. I think that gives an opportunity for a differentiated stack in your highest projected game. I'm a big fan, a somewhat big fan of going 9-1-2 or 9-1-2-3 or even 9-1-2-3-4, depending on what the game is. I think that just gives you a chance to be different comparatively to your typical 1-2-3-4 or 2-3-4-5 lineup stacks. And in this game especially, with wind blowing out to center potentially, again, weather data will be updated, I like that a lot. Giants at Padres, Logan Webb, Yu Darvish. This game is a 7.5 over-under, I believe. Looking through this game earlier, I like Yu Darvish here. The Giants, 24.2% K rate, 10.1% walk rate. I said, you know, the Korea series be damned, but this is a Yu Darvish who's a veteran, knows his limits, knows how to work the strike zone, whatever cliche you really want to use around pitchers, not projected well as of right now on Moonshot. So I will say that. Yu Darvish projected for just 13.8 points on DraftKings 27.04 over on FanDuel, sorting differently. So similar in projection on both sides for where he shakes out for the totality of the slate. But this is a San Francisco lineup that just doesn't have many pieces that scare me. Jung-Ho Lee, Estrada, Lamont Wade, and you get Soler and Conforto. You have Matt Chapman, who strikes out a metric crap ton. And I know there aren't a ton of strikeouts in other positions in this lineup, but this is a spot where I think Darvish has some upside and at a price point that isn't necessarily cheap, but also isn't going to break your bank at 8,200. I think he's the right choice for SP2, if not SP1. If you're talking about trying to figure out Framber Valdez versus the Yankees or a Lizardo against Pittsburgh, I think you have lots of value right there in the 8,300 with Mitch Keller against Miami, all the way down to talking potentially around Barrios or is it Crochet? Is it Garrett Crochet? I need to learn new names, but Garrett Crochet down there at 6,500. I think that opens up obviously a ton. If we do Darvish and Crochet, that leaves us with 4,400 per position. Opening day, lineups are going to be wide open. Right, we're going to have soft pricing intentionally. We're going to have potential overlay, all the things DK and FanDuel want to get you in the door. Over on FanDuel, if we click out of that game, Darvish is 9,200. And that's our single pitcher. That leaves us with 32.25 left over. We have lots of flexibility in where we go from there and how we build our lineup. So Darvish on the radar for me. I think that's a good opportunity. Cardinals at Dodgers. All right. I'm going to be cynical and sarcastic and a jerk for a minute. Saying the Dodgers are a stack to look at is really lazy analysis. I'll do it. You know, it's going to happen. Of course they are. The Dodgers lineup is going to be stacked throughout the year. Facing Miles Michaelis in game number one is going to be no different. The Dodgers, 22.6% K percentage, middle of the road, but 329 WOBA, ISOs middling, but we're talking about a lineup that is going to be stacked. Betts, Otani, Freeman, Will Smith, Max Muncy, Teoscar Hernandez, James Outman, Jason Hayward, Gavin Lux. Against Michaelis, who doesn't strike out a ton of people, puts the ball in the zone a lot, ISO against lefties at 204, ex-WOBA 355, obviously, you're going to stack Dodgers. This comes down to something I'm not very good in, of game theory, in ownership percentages, and how you build your lineups. And so, if you're talking about the top-heavy GPPs with 30,000, 50,000 entries, the Dodgers bats are maybe a piece of that, but aren't going to be what wins you that. If you're talking single entry, you're talking lower stakes, total entries, the Dodgers are going to be pieces here. And it really depends on what way you want to go. Shohei Ohtani, expensive. Mookie Betts, expensive. Freddie Freeman, expensive. So you're going to have to find the pieces where you want them. On the other side, I don't know what to make of Tyler Glasnow. The numbers make a ton of sense from a K percentage, from an ISO percentage. I just have never been a huge fan of Glasnow. If you look quickly at our matchup here, the Cardinals, 22.5% K percentage, 9.9% walk, but the WOBA's decent, the ISO's decent against right-handed pitchers. Glasnow has the strikeout upside. Let's look at our projections real quick and see what he has on the whiffers row. Let's see. Glasnow at 6.8 below the line that's over on DraftKings. So if you're a wagering person, it might be a time to go take some unders. I hate unders. I don't like betting them. I think it's like having sex with your socks on. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just weird. It's not as exciting, right? But nonetheless, I'm not going to be on Glasnow here. Again, for me, Darvish is top of the heap. Blue Jays and Rays, Zach Eflin, Jose Berrios. Looking at our matchup quickly here, Tropicana Field. We have a over-under of 7.5, Rays minus 135. Blue Jays 18.7%, K percentage 7.6%, walk for the Rays against Berrios 22.3%, 9.3%. These feel like one-off games. I don't find myself wanting to roster Berrios or Eflin. I know the Rays have their black magic machine for starting pitchers. We're going to block our... They're going to kick me out. I just blocked my location for DraftKings. I'm sure I'll get some sort of hate mail from them about that. Eflin is 7,300. Pitched very well last year. Let's check up on our projections. He's only projected at 14.47 DraftKings points. At his price point, that's fine, but you have Mitch Keller projected higher. You have Nestor Cortes projected much higher. Framber Valdez projected much higher. So I don't see it. If we look at Eflin at 7,300, Valdez just at 8K, Lizardo, they're at 7,600. Yeah, I don't see myself getting to Zach Eflin in this matchup. Twins at Royals, Cole Reagans versus Pablo Lopez. When I made my first attempt to record this, I don't know what's going on with Reagans from a projection standpoint. We can't sort quite yet because we don't have weather and umpire data here. But if we even try to just go to Royals, let's see. Royals. Yeah, he's only projected at 8 points currently on DraftKings. There's something in the back end that I will alert Mike to. That's not right. Cole Reagans. The strikeouts are there. You know, against righties, 30.4%. This is a data issue, would be my guess. Just simply a sample size for Cole Reagans at present. Reagans checks in at 8,700. So do I want Cole Reagans or Framber Valdez? I want Valdez. I know there are pieces. I know there's Juan Soto. I know there's Aaron Judge. I get that. I think Valdez has some upside here. I think he has the K upside. Mike's projecting him for having K upside. So we'll get to that in a little bit. There will be pieces here for the Minnesota Twins. I think Royce Lewis is enticing as a power bat that could give you some big upside. I don't know what Reagans will check in at from a ownership perspective. Lewis is 4,900, so maybe not as enticing as I would have thought just off the bat there. No pun intended. On the other side, Pablo Lopez has good numbers to go off of here against K percentage, walk percentage against righties. You're going to get Garcia, Bobby Witt Jr., Salvador Perez, Hunter Renfro. So enough righties in here that I think Pablo Lopez is a cash game option, a solid middle of the road right-hander at 9,300. Give me Lopez and Darvish as my two cash game options, I think are more than reasonable. And then I'd find my way to someone like Darvish and Valdez or Darvish and Crochet. I got to find out if that's how you actually pronounce his name or not. Baseball reference, here I come. And for anyone who's been with me for long enough knows I suck at pronouncing names. My good buddy Joe Pizzapia, who's over Fantasy Pros and Sports Grid, he and I used to host the show over on Sirius. And I didn't mean to, but I would pronounce Nolan Arenado as Nolan Arendando. And I just added these extra letters to his name for a long time. But anyway, it is Crochet. So Crochet. Garrett Crochet. Let's continue on looking at matchups. What was the over-under in that game? I assume it's 7.5 because everything's 7.5. Yep, 7.5 with the Twins minus 122, Royals plus 102. So pretty close. Tigers at White Sox. Tarik Skubal versus Crochet. This is a game I think you can find a way for either of the pitchers. I think that the Tigers and the White Sox both present as poor lineups. I have, all right, so White Sox, 23.5% walk percentage. And Detroit, K percentage. I said walk percentage, 22.9%. This is, again, active rosters over on Fangraphs. If you're not a subscriber, go subscribe to Fangraphs and Moonshots MLB while you're at it. It's a young lineup for Detroit, for Chicago. You know, Luis Robert, fine, but he strikes out a ton. Yoan Moncada strikes out a ton. Martin Maldonado strikes out a ton. So I think both Skubal and Crochet are in play. I have a feeling Skubal is going to be very highly owned here from just sort of perusing some Google searches on MLB DFS for tomorrow's games. I think Skubal is going to be higher owned than I would want to be on him. Skubal is one of those names that was pretty popular come draft day, and he's at 9,100. Had a very solid season, whip under one, solid Ks, 102 across 80 innings. That's going to excite a lot of people. But I'm going to stay away on this day, especially because I think his ownership is going to be up there. Let's look at projections quickly. Let's see. Again, data may not be perfect here because of projected lineups versus actual lineups, so umpire data, all those things, sample size from last year. Skubal down there at 14.54. I will remind you, Moonshots MLB Discord and shows and articles will have updated information for you well beyond what I'm doing here in about the half hour I'm trying to truck through these games. Pirates at Marlins, Jesus Luzardo versus Mitch Keller. I like Luzardo a lot. My big fear is a big jump in innings for him. On the day, Luzardo is your highest projected pitcher on Moonshots. Luzardo is 7,600. So again, that middle ground of Darvish, Valdez, Luzardo, then talking about a Crochet, maybe even a Montas in that Cincinnati game, maybe Gray on the other side. I think Gray is going to give up some home runs here, but can, at 6K, give you 12 to 14 points with strikeouts and hopefully getting into the fifth, sixth inning. I don't think you really need to spend up. I think people will spend up because it's opening day and the price points are lower. I think you'll see Lopez and Skubal and Riggins all part of it. Let's see over on FanDuel. Strider's not. Yeah, again, Skubal, Glasnow, Lopez. If you make your way down to a Darvish, Luzardo, Reagan's cheaper here, so maybe he's more of an option on FanDuel. And then you talk Gray, and Crochet's down at 5,500 on FanDuel. I think you're going to probably find his ownership higher over there simply because of that price point, especially in GPPs. You're going to find people trying to find the big stacks, the Dodger stacks in this instance. So Crochet probably be a little bit higher over there. I don't know how much offense I'm really looking for. I think O'Neill Cruz against the lefty doesn't really rate out somewhere I'd want to go. Cabrian Hayes is a good hitter. Third base seems to be... Machado, Arenado, Royce Lewis. Hayes at 4,400 doesn't scare me. Luzardo, well, let's see if we go back again. Jesus Luzardo splits... And all of this is available on Moonshots. I'm just much more used to using Fangraphs. This is sort of the downside of Luzardo last year. Against righties, K-minus walk is down to 18.7%. K percentage down to 27%. XFIP at 4.16. Home runs per nine, 1.24. So Cabrian Hayes might be a nice one-off, or depending on how this lineup shakes out for the Pittsburgh Pirates, could be interesting. Yankees at Astros. I have no idea what to make here. Nestor Cortez, Framber Valdez, an over-under of 8.5. I like Valdez here. Let's see. Yankees, hold on. 31.7% K percentage. Am I reading this backwards? Maybe I'm reading this backwards. Versus left-handed batters versus right-handed batters. Yeah, that's the bats against the... Maybe I'm reading that backwards. Let's go check out Fangraphs just to make sure I'm looking at things correctly. Yankees, middle of the road, 22.2% K. We're going to open that link separately. Team stats, K percentage, and we're going to go to... that's not where I want to go. The UI has changed just enough that I am not seeing what I want to see. Let's see. ISO. Yankees obviously up there comparatively in ISO. Splits. There we go. Versus left-handed pitchers. ISO for the Yankees at 184, top 8. But going back to dashboard and K percentage against left-handed pitchers. Down 21.6. So, again, data, I think, is going to flesh itself out on moonshotsmlb.com. I think Valdez has tons of upside here. He is projected well. He is projected as your second highest at 19.64. What I do think is you have upside for prop bet for over-under on strikeouts for for Valdez. I think Lizardo's there as well. So I might parlay that just for fun, see if I can get Lizardo and Valdez as an over on strikeouts. Let's see lineups here. Torres, Soto, Judge. You have LeMahieu is out. Judge has been injured. It looks like the Yankees have traded for John Birdie, so you'll probably get him starting at third base. I don't know, even in this projected lineup, who they have starting at third. Oswaldo Cabrera, I guess. On the other side, Nestor Cortez, Jose Altuve definitely in play, Alex Bregman in play, Jose Abreu in play. I like Bregman a lot here. Again, talking about third base price points, he's right there with Cabrian Hayes, $300 more. This all boils down to ownership percentages for me. Let's look at projections real quick. Stacks. All right. Ad blocker giving us a little shout out there. Yankees 1.264. The Astros lower than that? Yeah, at 1.18 expected home run, 6.67 average. I would think this is going to change. Let's see. Four-man stack. Astros at 8.04, Yankees at 8.66. I think the home run upside is what's driving the Yankees here. Yeah, at 1.26, Astros at 1.18. I think that's really where you're coming down to. I will point out, I was talking about Nick Martini. He's currently leading your Reds expected home run, leading everybody. He's at plus 700 over on DraftKings, plus 480 on FanDuel. That could be a fun opening day wager to make. And so after the Yankees-Astros game, we get into the night games, which if we check out ESPN here quickly, we have Chicago at Texas, Cleveland at Oakland, Boston at Seattle, Colorado at Arizona. If we're looking at the lobby over on DraftKings, let's see quickly here. So we have the 8-game slate there. That's your main slate. So you have the 8 games. Which we were just looking at. FanDuel, you have such a strange slate of games. I don't know if I missed something in announcements or whatever, but that the Atlanta-Philadelphia game is listed here. If anyone knows and wants to yell at me in the comment section, feel free. But you have beyond Yankees-Astros, you have Cubs at Rangers, Guardians at Athletics, Rockies at Diamondbacks, and Red Sox at Mariners. And those are all listed here on ESPN as well, but not showing slates there. Let's go back to lobby on FanDuel and see what they have available. MLB. And it's an after-hours slate with just the 3 night games. Colorado, Oakland, Boston, Seattle. I wonder if the postponement just pushed it to 10 and this Atlanta-Philadelphia game was earlier in the day. I hadn't looked at the schedule prior to that, but maybe that's just the way FanDuel formatted it so that it looked better on their slate. DraftKings, ends San Francisco, San Diego, St. Louis, LA. So only just the 410 games are the main slate on DK. So looking back quickly here, Jesus Luzardo, Framber Valdez, Yu Darvish are all on my radar. I think that you get into a world where, from a cash game perspective, Pablo Lopez is up there. Cole Reagans has upside. I'll stay away. Tarik Skubal has upside. I will stay away. And then from a stack perspective, according to the tools here, you're looking at potential upside in home runs from a red stack. But you're looking at the highest projection stack right now is the Cardinals, Dodgers, not surprisingly, Mariners, Giants. I do think that if I'm using the Cincinnati Reds, I think that's where I'm going. I think the Cincinnati Reds are going to be my favorite stack, and I think Nick Martini is going to be a big part of that. So I think I'm going to go with a... Let's go back to lineups here. Let's see what a projected lineup is. I think I'm going to go with a 9-1-2-3 as my four-man stack as a potential differentiator here with Nick Martini as a key piece depending on where he is in the lineup. So those are the eight games that I see as your main slates on DraftKings. FanDuel added the extra one, obviously, at the beginning. Hope this was at least mildly entertaining, if not somewhat informative. Don't forget subscription data here for Moonshots, MLB, fantasy DFS betting, all-inclusive, and what is available for free. Subscribe to FanGraphs. It's worth it. It's worth supporting their work as well. Check out, obviously, what's available on DraftKings, Major League Baseball available on FanDuel as well. And I'm going to do this as often as I can. I don't know that I'll be doing this every night, projecting each slate. And a shout-out to the few who watch this. Adam Scher, Ship My Money DFS, is over there on Twitter doing his own thing. So he's not affiliated with the site. A big fan of Adam. He and I have talked a lot this offseason about what projects could be out there and what could be done. And he's given it a go on his own. So I want to support him and make sure if you follow me, you follow him. I'm sure you do already. But check out the product he's putting out there. He's going to be putting a lot of time and effort into it. So give him a look. Make sure you give him an opportunity. So with that said, I hope this is something I do as often as possible this year, because I do love talking about Major League Baseball. I do love talking about Major League Baseball DFS, and I love the product over there on MoonshotsMLB.com. Until next time, happy lineup setting.